This Monday, NBC broadcast the premiere episode of its most aggressively promoted TV series of the season. The program is called Smash, and it's a drama about the efforts of composers, directors, choreographers, singers, dancers, and producers to put on a new Broadway musical, a musical about Marilyn Monroe.
I can see it in my head.
You don't think it's the act break?
No. No. It's like this. The stage is black. She stands alone. A pool of light. She's just Norma Jean. Behind her, figures in shadow emerge.
The stars of Smash include Deborah Messing, Angelica Houston, and American Idol finalist Catherine McPhee. The original idea for Smash, the TV series, which started at Showtime before moving to NBC, came from Steven Spielberg, who brought it to today's guests, two of the show's executive producers, Craig Zaden and Neil Marin. Zaden and Marin have been a producing team for decades, and their credits include the TV adaptations of Gypsy and Annie, the Oscar-winning film version of the Broadway musical Chicago, and the current Broadway revival of How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. They spoke yesterday with our TV critic, David Bianculli. Here's one of the original songs from the series, about Marilyn's time with Joe DiMaggio. It's performed by Megan Hilty, star of Broadway's 9 to 5 The Musical.
She just got a date
with baseball's Chilton Joe.
The lucky so-and-so.
So run me round the bases, put me through my paces, and teach me all the things a slugger's lover should know. What's that there?
That's the pitcher's mound.
Have you ever seen a shape that is so perfectly round?
Batter up,
play ball.
You better give it your all, cause all men like to play.
Craig Zaden and Neil Marin, welcome back to Fresh Air.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
Why Marilyn?
Well, that's interesting because the fact is when you're introducing a musical to the American public, especially in a TV series, we all felt it's best to go in with a subject matter that was somewhat familiar already. And it's an iconic, huge story that just lends itself to be musicalized, I mean, in a very big, glamorous sort of way. And there's a lot of tragedy, there's a lot of joy, there's a lot of splash to it. And we also acknowledged very much so that there were attempts at doing Marilyn on stage before and they all failed. So we acknowledged the risky nature of it within the show too.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing was that what was the concept for going into each script? And that's really crucial, I think, because what we did was when the show was originating at Showtime, it could have been more of a niche show like Entourage. And when it moved to NBC and became a more universal show, it was very important that half of the piece really was authentic to the American musical theater, but the rest was that it be truly universal for an audience where you have a divorce happening, you have an adoption happening, you have parents coming from the Midwest doubting their child's going into the show business. And we used West Wing as an example where you didn't have to be obsessed with politics to really enjoy West Wing. You got into the personal stories of their lives, those characters' lives. Their day job is that they do musicals, but their lives are not musicals. Their lives are dealing with issues that everybody deals with every day, no matter what your job is.
If Smash succeeds, it could change TV a little bit, I think. And you guys have already changed film a little by mounting an Oscar-winning version of the Broadway musical Chicago, which sort of said it was okay to have film musicals again. And I have a few questions about Chicago. Let's play the opening from Chicago. This is Catherine Zeta-Jones singing the opening song or part of it. What do you want to say about this opening number, or what did you want it to establish?
It's interesting. It was the first stuff we shot in the film. We started shooting with all that jazz. And so we had that image of Catherine to lead us into the rest of the filming. And when we saw the dailies, we looked at Catherine and said, this is really special, because she kind of like just attacks and grabs that camera and just is ferocious. It's a ferocious performance. And we knew that she set the tone, she set the bar for the rest of the film.
All right, here we go. Catherine Zeta-Jones in the opening to Chicago.
Come on, babe, why don't we paint the town? And all that jazz, I'm gonna rouge my knees and roll my stockings down. And all that jazz, start the car. I know a whoopee spot where the gin is cold, but the piano's hot. It's just a noisy hall where there's a nightly brawl and all that jazz.
That was Catherine Zeta-Jones in All That Jazz, the opening number from Chicago. So are there any lessons from that that translated to Smash in terms of grabbing people quickly?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and it was also dealing with numbers that exist in fantasy. We have a great musical sequence in episode 5 of Smash called Let's Be Bad, and it probably is the closest to Chicago that I think any of us have ever experienced. The whole back and forth between reality and fantasy is so Chicago-like. I mean, Chicago kind of set the bar in terms of how we approach musicals. And tone is one of the key elements.
And also, you know, when we did the movie of Hairspray, that was particularly a challenge, because the tone of that piece had to be really defined, because the tone that's on stage is ultra campy. And the hairdos are 6 feet high and the makeup is very strong. And, you know, the vision and the concept for the movie of Hairspray, we decided, along with our director-choreographer, Adam Shankman, that we were going to first recreate the exact look and style of 1962 Baltimore, but then we were going to add a couple of inches to it to make it heightened reality. So that, you know, Adam actually had a very funny description of what we were doing, which is, he said, you do the authentic hairstyle and then you take a bicycle pump and give it two extra pumps. And I thought that was really clever, because we were not going to the extreme and doing a campy, you know, over-the-top version of it, which worked brilliantly on stage but would not work on film. And we found that happy medium, the right exact tone for Hairspray, and we created a world where it was okay for John Travolta to be the mother.
Well, it's another really interesting casting choice. I mean, you have John Travolta as the mother in Hairspray. You have Daniel Radcliffe on Broadway in How to Succeed in Business. And the thing that first drew me to you guys as producers was the TV version of Gypsy in 1993, when Bette Midler was the star.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's,
so, I mean, that's a long time ago. It was such an important production.
Well, you know something? We always look to Bette to be the person that we have to be the most grateful to, because of the enormous success of what happened with Gypsy, because of Bette's agreeing to do it, and because of her brilliant performance.
Well, let's hear a piece of that brilliant performance. This is just a taste of Rose's Turn. So here we go. This is a CBS production from 1993 of Bette Midler in Gypsy.
Mama. call. Why did I do it? How did it get me? Scrapbooks full of me in the background. Give them love, what does it get you? What does it get you? One quick look as each of them leaves you. All your life, and what does it get you? Thanks a lot, out with the garbage. They take fouls and you're batting zero. I had a dream. I dreamed it for you, June. It wasn't for me, Herbie. And if it wasn't for me, then where would you be, Miss Gypsy Rosalie? Well, someone tell me, when is it my turn? Don't I get a dream for myself? Starting now, it's gonna be my turn. Gangway world, get off of my runway. Starting now, I bet a thousand. This time, boys, I'm taking the balls and everything's coming around. Everything's coming around.
That's Bette Midler as Rose in Gypsy. Hearing that, I guess it's 18 years later. What do you think? What do you hear?
You know, whenever I see a clip or I hear a sound, I remember exactly where I was while it was being filmed. And so I just go back to me standing in that theater in downtown Los Angeles, watching this on stage and knowing that it was our first movie musical. It was one of those, could it get any better moments?
We also, we did something on that one that was a little bit risky. And at first, Bette and Neil and I had, you know, a major disagreement about it, actually. We pre-recorded everything in advance, as we always do for a movie musical. But we insisted that Bette do a couple of takes live. We didn't want that speed bump that happens when you finish dialogue and then go into a song. So we didn't want it to go from saying a line and then turning it into the recording studio. And Bette at first resisted it. She didn't want to do it live. And we talked about it endlessly, and then she said, okay, I'll do it once. And she did it once, and she saw, and we saw, that she did it live brilliantly. And then she said, all right, I'll do one more. And then, okay, well, let's try it again. And we were able to, in the studio, mix it in such a way where a lot of pieces of the songs that Bette did were live recordings, and some of them were mixed with studio recordings. You couldn't tell the difference once they were blended. But the truth was that we had a much more naturalistic entrance into the musical numbers in that show than we would have normally had.
Why, whether it's on Broadway or on television or in the movies, why do musicals still matter?
You know, there is a reason, you know, that was given for why people sing in musicals. And that reason is when emotions get so great, you can no longer talk, you sing. So I think it is about that heightened emotion that is translated. And it is just that joy of the release of song. And music heals. Music does a lot of things to people. And when it's done in the context of a dramatic story, it's even better.
Craig Zaden, Neil Marin, thanks for being back on Fresh Air.
Thank you, David.
Thank you. Thanks so
Anytime.
Much.
Anytime.
Craig Zaden and Neil Marin spoke with Fresh Air's TV critic, David Bianculli. They're producers of the series Smash, which premieres on NBC Monday.